Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bob Seeds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters takes first base on ball four. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball four. Walters moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Walters moves to third. Cook moves to second. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to home to get Walters. Cook moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pipgras moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walters hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pipgras scores. Werber moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jolly scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Pipgras moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cook. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Cook steals second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to third. Johnson moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Jolly reaches third base with a triple. Cook scores. Johnson scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seeds scoops it up and throws to first, with Pipgras covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cochran moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Pipgras moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walters bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Pipgras moves to third. Werber moves to second. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Lefty Grove. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seed scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sugar Cane now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp bunts towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pipgras hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Werber reaches second base with a double. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Walters bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cook. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Cook steals second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. Cook scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a pop-up towards short. William settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Seeds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Hodapp moves to third. It's 8-1, Red Sox. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair pinch hits for Sugar Cane. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. McNair reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.